Festival Podcast, show number 258, Favorite Songs at the Fair.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept. It's called the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. Cornwall.
The Celtic Invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. My heart.
Mark Gunn leads the Celtic Invasion. So he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a vacay, a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Fun fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Rude Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
My lover had left me to sail the seven seas, and to his love would stay true. Alone I did conspire to dress in man's attire and to join with his pirate crew.
Sail on, me boy, sail on, for our journey is long. Full well we know our fate, for the bloody gallows wait. Sail on, me boy, sail on.
One evening in a brawl, I beat the groom and all. The quartermaster felt my might. I showed my lover then.
But those bastards I do warn, though my child is unborn, she will avenge her family's tribe.
Sail on, me boy, sail on, for our journey is long. Full well we know our fate, for the bloody gallows wait. Sail on, me boy, sail on. Sail on, me boy, sail on, for our journey is long. Full well we know our fate, for the bloody gallows wait. Sail on, me boy, sail on. Sail on, me boy, sail on. Sail on, me boy, sail on.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And my name is Matt Letter.
And we're back for yet another show.
And this is a very special show.
Yes, it's Favorite Songs at the Fair. So, these are your guys' favorite songs, apparently. So that last song you heard was Sailing On by Merry Wives of Windsor from Bottoms Up.
So yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. These are your favorite songs at the fair. We would like to extend our thanks to all the sponsors who make this show possible, all the minions out there, and the newest honorary minion, Jesse Linder, and our newest patron, Elizabeth Thomas. So welcome and thanks to you and to all of you out there who can hear us. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you like it.
Yeah, thank you.
The next song we're going to play for you is A Health to the Company by Circled by Hounds from Chasing Our Tails.
Friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let's drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let's drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty there's none can excel. There's a smile on her lips as she sits on my knee. There's no man in this wide world who's happier than me. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let's drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let's drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again. Her safe landing without any shock. And if ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I'll always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let's drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let's drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may and might never all meet here again. Never all meet here again.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Artem.
The duelists have messaged us to let us know that they are shooting a music video. It will be out in July. 400 years after the bard's death, is there really such a thing as a bad Shakespeare play? You can find out for yourself at SmithsonianMag.com. And of course, not too long ago, we did in fact celebrate the birth and death, 400 years of William Shakespeare. I hope you all joined in the celebration. And there's a bunch of Shakespeare posts, all kinds of news and videos that all around the world that people have been doing. If you have any news for us, you can always email it to us, renfestpodcast@gmail.com, or you can post it on our Facebook page and like our Facebook page as well, or you can call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And let us know what's going on at your Renaissance Festival. And that will do it for the news for this week. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
This is Donald Heimley. I play the glass harmonica, and you're listening to Renaissance Festival Podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
In Amsterdam, there lived
Philomena.
In Amsterdam,
Philomena.
Mother the Redemptive, what is the problem?
That is not a proper word for a nun to say.
In Amsterdam.
Philomena!
Mother Redemptive, Amsterdam is a place.
Philomena, I will not discuss this with you.
Amsterdam is
Philomena.
A European town.
Philomena!
In Amsterdam, there lived a maid. Mark you well what I say.
Much better.
In Amsterdam, there lived a maid, and she was mistress of her trade. Mother dear, what does mistress of her trade mean, really?
Well, Philomena, it means she was a whore.
I'll never sing that song again.
Good girl.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Joe on the Road. Coming in, you heard Amsterdam by Hey Nunny Nunny from their album Hey Nunny Nunny, and they're performing at the Georgia Renaissance Fair in Fairborn, Georgia. There's a ton of fairs this month, so let's jump right in. The Scarborough Renaissance Festival is running in Waxahachie, Texas. The Renaissance Pleasure Fair is in Irwindale, California. The Robin Hood Springtime Festival is going on in North Haven, Connecticut. The Cronenberg European Old World Festival is happening in Corona, California. The Fresno Pirate Festival is going on in Fresno, California. The Iowa Renaissance Festival is going on in Lenox, Iowa. The Renaissance Festival of Nebraska is going on in Pimpillion, Nebraska. The Midlands Pirate Festival is happening in Omaha, Nebraska. The Oklahoma Renaissance Festival is going on in Muskogee, Oklahoma. The Virginia Renaissance Fair is running in Spotsylvania, Virginia. The New Hampshire Renaissance Fair is going on in Kingston, New Hampshire. The Tennessee Renaissance Festival is happening in Arlington, Tennessee. The Utah Renaissance Festival and Fantasy Fair is going on in Ogden, Utah. The Janesville Renaissance Fair is being held in Janesville, Wisconsin. The Moscow Renaissance Fair is being held in Moscow, Idaho, so make sure you're in the right country for that one. The Contraband Days are going on in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The May Day Fairy Festival is being held in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. The New Jersey Renaissance Fair is running in Bordentown, New Jersey. The Asheville Viking Festival is happening in Asheville, Ohio. The James Arthur Vineyards Renaissance Festival is being held in Raymond, Nebraska. The Robin in the Hood Medieval Festival is going on in Elmira, Ontario. The Mayfair on the Green event is being held in Holland Patton, New York. The Community Renaissance Festival is being held in Amherst, Massachusetts. The Wenichichi Renaissance Fair is being held in Wenichichi, Washington. The Lake Renaissance Festival is going on in Lower Lake, California. The Open Fields Medieval Festival is being held in Thitford, Vermont. The Tennessee Renaissance Fair is being held in Harriman, Tennessee. The Avalon Fair is running in Kilgore, Texas. Baltimore Fairy Fair will be held in Baltimore, Maryland. The Renaissance Fair at Historic Smithville will be going on in Abscone, New Jersey. The Carnival Fantastico is happening in Flat Rock, North Carolina. The Kutztown University Renaissance Fair is running in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. The Pocono Mountains Renaissance Fair is running in Gilbert, Pennsylvania. The BC Renaissance Festival / Pirates Haven is being held in Maple Ridge, British Columbia. And finally, the Greenbelt Green Man Festival will be held in Greenbelt, Maryland. If you would like more details on any of these fairs, be sure to check out therenlist.com. They have links to all the fairs that are going on, and you can go get details on exactly when they're open, what performers they have, what events, what vendors, that kind of thing. Closing out, we have Tarantella by Cantiga from their album Magic Steps, and you can find them at the Scarborough Renaissance Fair this month.
Now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you
don't actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
What care we?
To the wild heart, heal your whole.
Gale.
And that last song you heard was Mangalay Boats by The Shantyman from A Pirate's Life.
So as you know, this is our podcast entitled Favorite Songs at Fair, and some of you may be wondering, well, yes, these are some of my favorite songs at fair, but how did you determine these? Well, I'm glad you asked, person out there. These songs were picked during the Renaissance Festival Awards, which the Renaissance Festival podcast and Renaissance Magazine and, yes, Mark Gunn's Celtic Invasion Vacation and the podcast Minions all put together. And one of the entries on that awards ballot was, what is your favorite song at the Renaissance Festival or Ren Fairs? And this is not a category which we were giving an award to, but we were just wanting to know what you all like, and we decided to take that information and put it together in this show right here. So these are the top 18 songs as picked by all of you. So thank you for participating in the awards, and we hope you enjoy them. In case you wanted to hear all the names of all the songs that we have all in one place, here's a list. We're going to go in alphabetical order, so it's not a ranked thing. We just like the top 18. So here are the top 18. The Alphabet Song, Battle Raven, Beggars to God, Drunken Harpy, Fighting for Bottom, General Taylor, Green Sleeves, Health to the Company, I Came to Fair, Kicked in the Balls, Mingalay Boat Song, Moose Song, Parting Glass, Sail On, Ship That Never Returned, Step It Out Mary, We Are Actually Royals, the parody of Royal by Lord, Xeno Homo Necro Pedo Pyro Bestiality. And that is our list of top 18. So we're going to play most of those for you right here. If you're one of our patrons who are supporting us through Patreon, thank you. You are going to get the complete set of all of those songs. But for now, the next song we are going to be playing is Battle Raven by the Crimson Pirates from To the Lifeboats.
I am one sword out of many, I am one face out of three. The maiden, crone, and mother stand united within me. For I am woman's fury, and her honor, and her pain. And before this day is over, all the blood shall fall like rain. Bring me thunder, bring me steel, bring me coat of iron mail. Bring me diamond-hearted will, and let my courage never fail. Bring the lightning to my sword, flashing lily in my hand. I can raise the fury higher than the worst of mortal fears. I am woman for the women and the children and the home. I will raise my cry in battle with an army or alone.
Bring me thunder, bring me steel, bring me coat of iron mail. Bring me diamond-hearted will, and let my courage never fail. Bring the lightning to my sword, flashing living in my hand. And bring warning to the horde that here the battle raven stands.
When the raven stands to battle, I will hear no pleading word. I will grant no foeman court of fallen men, raise not the sword. For I know no rules of warring, this is not some bloody game. This is kill or die in trying, for your foe will do the same.
Bring me thunder, bring me steel, bring me coat of iron mail. Bring me diamond heart and will, and let my courage never fail. Bring the lightning to my sword, flashing living in my hand. Bring warning to the horde that here the battle raven stands. I will sing to bring the thunder crashing down from out the sky, and I'll sing to light the souls of all the warriors soon to die. And I will sing in battle bloody songs of power and pain, and I will sing tonight for war to never come again. Bring me thunder, bring me steel, bring me coat of iron mail, bring me diamond heart and will, and let my courage never fail. Bring the lightning to my sword, flashing living in my hand, and bring warning to the horde that here the battle raven stands. And bring warning to the horde that here the battle raven stands.
This is Kevin the Whistler at Norman Medieval Fair, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
I got a lot of diamonds on my chest. 100 more are on my dress and my earrings, because I only get the best of these pretty things. They're just part of the finery.
Oh, what a life it is. Polo teams, cricket games, ice sculptures of big swans, fox hunts, stock and reef, pheasants on a gold plate. It's all there. All of us have expensive taste.
Just take a look at our
fur cloaks, new shoes, six maidens to dress me, bourgeois gold leaf, a thousand ships in my name. It's all there. And so are we, cause we belong, cause we're actually royals.
Royals.
It's a part of our court, golfing with the Duke of York. Our family tree, it does not fork, and I am a Tudor.
Tudor.
You can call me Gentry, and we will all rule. Because it is our destiny. My friends and I wear lots of gold. I've forgotten just how much I own in the country. Servants, merchants, clergy know to respect our rules, because it's divine right, you see.
Oh, what a life it is.
Polo teams, cricket games, ice sculptures of big swans, fox hunts, falconry, pheasants on a gold plate. It's all there. All of us have expensive taste.
Just take a look at our
fur cloaks, new shoes, six maidens to dress me, bourgeois gold leaf, a thousand ships in my name. It's all there. And so are we, cause we belong, cause we're actually royals.
Royals.
It's a part of our court, golfing with the Duke of York. Our family tree, it does not fork, and I am a Tudor.
Tudor.
You can call me Gentry, and we will all rule, because it is our destiny. Oh, oh, oh.
Got cousins that I've never seen, and I'm related to the Queen. Hi, Liz.
Oh, oh, oh.
You know that I cannot complain. We've got what it takes to reign,
cause we're actually royals.
Royals.
It's a part of our court, golfing with the Duke of York. Our family tree, it does not fork, and I am a Tudor.
Tudor.
You can call me Gentry, and we will all rule, because it is our destiny.
All right, that last song you heard was We Are Royals by Chase Treasure from Chase Treasure.
And the next song we will be hearing is Step It Out Mary by Gallo Glass Irish Trio from All Our Best.
Daughter, step it down, Mary, if you can. Step it down, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. In the village of Kildore, there's a maiden young and fair. She's eyes like sparkling diamonds and long and golden hair. A countryman came riding unto her daddy's gate. Upon a milk-white stallion, he came at the hour of eight. Step it down, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it down, Mary, if you can. Step it down, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the curling hair. I have gold and I have silver. I have land beyond compare. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have a golden pot of hand. Step it down, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it down, Mary, if you can. Step it down, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
I don't want your gold or silver. I don't want your house nor land. 'Tis a soldier boy
certainly will do as you are told. You'll marry him on Sunday and you'll wear his ring of gold. Steppa, don't marry my fine daughter. Steppa, don't marry if you can. Steppa, don't marry my fine daughter. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. In the village of Gildory, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there by midnight. She had drowned with her soldier boy. In the village there is music. You can hear her daddy say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Hello, welcome, hi.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower here to bring you some history and happenings.
We are.
Let's talk about Scotland today.
Oh.
What do you have against Scotland?
I don't have anything against them per se, but aren't they a bit rowdy?
Oh, they definitely are, particularly their women.
Oh my!
Yes, I've heard so many reports of women getting a bit, well, violent with others.
Oh my!
Yes, in Elgin, Scotland in particular. Now, this goes back to 1542, but I don't know what year it is anyway, so...
Me either, it's all right. We've been in this tower for so long.
Could be news. Could be history, I don't know, but there was one Elgin couple who insulted and attacked another couple.
Oh, my.
The first husband called the other a diseased peasant.
That's a good insult, though.
It may also have been true, I don't know.
I mean, he could have been diseased, and he definitely was a peasant.
And then that first wife hit the other wife with a pair of tongs.
Oh my gosh! Like the kitchen things?
Like the things you use to poke a fire and take things off of the fire and just deal with fire in general. And you're not allowed to deal with fire anymore.
No, that's why I'm here in this tower.
So why did this all happen? Are the Scots just preternaturally violent?
That's what everything in my upbringing has taught me. Yes.
Well, we need to learn to understand the other. And in fact, there was a precipitating event the night before in which... that second wife who got hit with the tongs, she actually insulted the other woman in her own home and called her a bankrupt peasant's brat.
Oh, you mean there are two sides to every story?
At least.
Oh my, how exciting.
If you'd like more information about Lasses Gone Wild in Scotland, you can tune into episode 51 of our podcast, Rude Tudors, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetudors.com.
Rude Tudors!
That's us. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
Now, let's go throw some rocks out the windows at some peasants.
Excellent!
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you
don't actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Greetings, dear friends, from your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare, and today's Renaissance Etiquette Minute, Lesson 17, How to Address Her Majesty the Queen. One cannot be cavalier when meeting Her Majesty, like any old buffoon. Rather, one must be suave, and dare I say, a bit sexy, like this.
Hello, Queenie. You look sexy. Woof! Ha-ha!
However, acting in such a way may get your head promptly chopped off.
Off with his head!
Rather instead, greet Her Majesty with a line from yours truly, like this.
Your Majesty, a fair vestal enthroned in the West.
Oh!
That was today's Renaissance Etiquette Minute, Lesson 17, with your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare. Please do follow me on Twitter at Shakes Approves. Back to you in the studio.
Shakespeare! Are you playing with your dolls again? No.
They're not dolls. They're not dolls. They're puppets. Dare I say action figures?
Swab them decks and mind that rigging, life at sea, get forgiven, horses.
Chewie! Hey, Chewie, wake up!
What?
Hey, what is that? Over on the left.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, God, it can't be.
What? It's huge. What is...
Hey, what's going on up here?
Look!
What?
Captain, big boat on the left.
How many times do I gotta tell you, what do we say when we see a ship out on the ocean?
A boat!
No, use the proper piratical terminology. Sorry. I'm sorry, are you having a hard time understanding my pirate accent?
It's getting closer, Captain. It's getting closer.
It is getting... Oh, my God, Chewie. Look at the size of that boat.
What's wrong with that boat? I mean, it looks like one of those pirate guys' boats. You know? And they only like boats like that because they're so big.
It's a big boat.
Seriously, what's wrong with that
boat? I like big boats.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying, man. I like big boats.
It's getting closer.
It is... What? You know what that is?
What?
That is the infamous Drunken Harpy.
Oh, that's bad. That sucks, man.
That does indeed suck.
No, I mean, because my cousin had harpies one time, man. And, like, I mean, he still got it. It never goes away once you get it, man. It's bad. Like, it breaks out, it gets this rash.
We're still talking about a boat, right?
Sure.
The Drunken Harpy's coming out to sea. The Drunken Harpy's coming just for me. Her broadsides are quite broad, and she's haggard as can be. But the Drunken Harpy's coming just for me. She creaks and moans, and her poop deck groans, and her cabins are quite greasy. She's got the odor of a fish that makes the seamen queasy. She's a little bit big and a little bit slow. She makes her turns quite wide. Been sailing long and looks worn out, but she welcomes you inside. Oh! The Drunken Harpy's coming out to sea. The Drunken Harpy's coming just for me. Her broadsides are quite broad, and she's haggard as can be. But the Drunken Harpy's coming just for me. She's been through waves and been through storms. She can really take a pounding. She still wants all her crewmen on, even when she's grounding. So large she has an undertow, never know where she has been. Better cut and run me hearties before she sucks you in. Oh! Drunken Harpy's coming out to sea. The Drunken Harpy's coming just for me. Her broadsides are quite broad, and she's haggard as can be. But the Drunken Harpy's coming just for me.
We are still talking about a boat, right?
Of course. What else would we be talking about?
Yeah, a boat. That's a big, big boat.
Take a ride, you think it would be nice. If you
You survive it once, my friend, you won't survive it twice. Mighty as the Kraken, the behemoth of the seas, she'll chew you up and spit you out and bring you to your knees. Ho!
Got a mighty cargo hold, she carries lots of baggage. Her sails are all a-sagging,
and she's not a pretty package.
She's got an open gangway, and cleaning it's a chore. Cause she can handle 50 men
and still come back for more.
Ho!
The drunken harpy's coming, coming out to sea. The drunken harpy's coming, coming just for me. Her broadsides are quite broad and she's haggard as can be. But the drunken harpy's coming, coming just for me. Drunken harpy's coming,
yeah, she's coming, all right.
Coming out to sea.
She's still coming, Captain.
The drunken harpy's coming,
she's coming
just for me. Her broadsides
are
quite broad, and she's haggard as can be.
Really, man, the drunken harpy's
coming, we're going down.
Coming somebody's just for going me. Down, man, the pump.
The drunken
wait,
harpy's
bring
coming,
me an umbrella.
It's a boat, right?
Yeah, I need water wings.
Water and wings.
Saxton, where's my rubber ducky?
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
That was Drunken Harpy by Musical Blades from their album Up the Ante. This is Captain Jack Gonzo with Searching for a Port. I'm coming to you live from the moat of the castle right now. Usually, you can always find me live at Scandrel's Inn every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central. There, we will play over 2 hours of pirate music each and every week. You can find out more at Scandrel's Inn. In pirate news, Pride o' Bedlam will be having their soiree on the bay at Moody Gardens in Galveston, Texas on May 21st. They will then set sail on the Texas Renaissance Festival cruise. The following weekend, the Bilge Bumps will be in nearby Dickinson, Texas at the Raylene Distillery. There they will be playing in Raylene Rum's Buccaneer Bar on May 28th. Speaking of the Bilge Pumps, you can find them, and even myself, at the Texas Pirate Festival, June 4th and 5th, in Hillsboro, Texas, outside of Waco. Now, as to our next song, it has an interesting history. Considered a capstan shanty, it is about the 12th President of the United States, who served just over a year until his death. Was his death from cholera, or was he poisoned? We may even never know. Professionals say there's no definitive proof that he was poisoned or that he was not. The interesting thing is that so many pirate bands have taken up this shanty and sing the song. Now, as voted by you, from his album, Songs from the Water's Edge, here is Captain John Stout with General Taylor.
General Taylor, he gained the day.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor, he gained the day.
Carry him to his burying ground
to be waste stormy.
Walk him along, John, carry him along. Waste stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
Wait the hog his grave with a silver spade.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
His shroud of the finest silk was made.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me waste
stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Waste stormy, carry him to his burying ground.
We lowered him down on a golden chain.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
On every link we carved his name.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wayne,
stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Waste stormy,
carry him to his burying ground.
Well, General Taylor died long ago.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
He's gone to where the winds don't blow.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tommy Wee's stormy.
Walk him along, John, carry him along. Way stormy, carry him to his burying ground.
Well, General Taylor is dead and gone.
Walk him along, John, carry him along.
Well, General Taylor is dead and gone.
Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me way
stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Way stormy. Carry him to his burying ground.
Tell me way
stormy. Walk him along, John, carry him along. Way stormy. Carry him to his burying ground. Carry him to his burying ground.
Hola, this is Miguel from the Don Juan Miguel Show, and when we are not sword fighting or cracking whips, we are actually, and I mean this, listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. I mean, who cannot like music? Really? Adios!
I came to the Ren Fair with purpose and intent. I braved the blazing sunburn and everywhere I went. I scanned the faces of the crowds of shows that I frequent. I came to fair to find my baby's daddy. Woo! Last year I took my ladies, I put them on display. I drew the squire's gazes and led them all astray. When I became more sober, well, something wasn't right. And so I've come to match up faces with some lucky knight. I came to the Ren Fair with purpose and intent. I braved the blazing sunburn and everywhere I went. I scanned the faces of the crowds of shows that I frequent. I came to fair to find my baby's daddy.
I really like my whiskey, the night became a blur. I didn't bother counting the lords and aides of sirs. When I became more sober, well, something wasn't right. And so I've come to match up faces with some lucky knight.
I came to the Ren Fair with purpose and intent. I braved the blazing sunburn and everywhere I went. I scanned the faces of the crowds of shows that I frequent. I came to fair to find my baby's daddy. Above are lovely, I really should have known. Each cheek you shimmy long enough and you'll get tossed a bone. When I became more sober, well, something wasn't right. And so I've come to match up faces with some lucky knight.
I came to the Ren Fair with purpose and intent. I braved the blazing sunburn and everywhere I went. I scanned the faces of the crowds of shows that I frequent. I came to fair to find my baby's daddy.
I came to the Ren Fair with purpose and intent. I braved the blazing sunburn and everywhere I went. I scanned the faces of the crowds of shows that I frequent. I came to fair to find my baby's daddy. I came to fair to find my baby's daddy.
That last song you heard was I Come to the Fair by Bell, Book, and Canto from Poor Life Choices. And we're at the end of yet another show.
That was a fast one. Those were some great songs that we heard today.
Yes, indeed they were. So do you have any words of wisdom for our fans out there?
Well, I might not have any words of wisdom, but I do have a heartfelt thanks to Stephen Conroy, who is a friend of the podcast. Thank you, Stephen. If you want to join in and become a patron and help support our show, you can do that over at patreon.com/renfestpodcast.
Indeed, and please, if you can, support us. We appreciate all of our wonderful patrons. So, Matt, do you know why Peter Pan always flies?
I don't know. Why does Peter Pan always fly?
Because he never, never lands.
Oh, I like that one.
I thought you would. Hey, come on. It has pirates in it, so it relates to Renaissance.
There's pirates in it. The joke had a bit of a hook to it.
Yes, it does. And maybe a crocodile later on.
I'm shedding crocodile tears right now.
Well, there you go. And then it all works in full circles.
All right. And next, the last song we will be hearing today for this favorites show is Kicked in the Balls by Righteous Blackguards from Just the Tip. Thank you so much to all of you who listen to this show. Please tell your friends about it. And let us know what you think. We love your feedback, and we want to hear from you. And also, thank you for all of you out there who voted in the Renaissance Festival Awards and encouraged your friends to do likewise. That is part of what keeps this community moving along and sharing all the wonderful experiences that we have and allows us to bring such wonderful music that we care so much about to all of you. So thanks again, and here's our last song. Have a great time, everyone. Talk to you later.
Talk to y'all later, and I ditto everything that Matt just said. We'll catch you next time.
This one goes out to all the douchebags.
Yeah.
Like Mr. O'Neill on his phone.
Hello? Who's this? Hello? You taught her well. She doesn't talk to strangers.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I departed, but me mate, he had no luck at all. I said, not all can be as good looking as me, and he gave me a kick in the balls.
Kick in the balls, kick in the balls, kick in the balls, right in the balls. It's the kind of refrain needs you writhing in pain on account of a kick in the balls. Well, I won't deny I had it coming, but I'm sure worse than me.
So if some guy you know pops his collar, or says all the best women are sluts,
or leaves a waitress a tip of $1, then applies sudden force to his nuts.
When at night says he'll love you forever, in the morning says let's just be friends.
There's no biting retort.
Some kind of jerks on which nothing else works but catastrophic testicular trauma. Kick him in the balls, kick in the balls, kick in the balls, right in the balls. It's the kind of refrain needs you writhing in pain on account of a kick in the balls. Kick in the balls, kick in the balls, kick in the balls, right in the balls.
A just brutal attack, kick him right in the sack.
And turn to your neighbor and give him a kick in the
balls. The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.